We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. Welcome back to David Allen Memorial Ballpark for part two of our doubleheader tonight between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. Game one went to the Expos in resounding fashion as they beat the Enid Majors 12-4. The Expos really efficient offensively, scored 12 runs on 12 hits. Their win puts them at 19-5 on the summer. The Enid Majors dropped to 10-11 with the loss. The starting lineup for the Oklahoma Expos for game two looks like this. It'll be Clayton Peterson in left field leading off. Batting second is Jace Fixico, the shortstop. Third is Alex Peterson in right field. Fourth is Dan Pruitt, the designated hitter. Fifth is Dom Trevino in center field. Sixth is Tatum Chapman, the catcher. Seventh is John Cups at first base. Eighth is Jacob Brooks at third base. John Harder bats ninth in the order and will play second base. For the Expos in this game, the pitcher is Michael Taylor. For the Enid Majors, their leadoff guy is Seth Graves. He'll be playing left field for this game. Garrett Dehas bats second and will play third base. Matt Connerly will play second base in this game and bat third. E.J. Taylor will continue to play first base and bat fourth. In fifth, it's Keaton Jones, who did not play in the first game but will be designated hitting in this one. Sixth is, let's see here, it is Matt Hopkins, who is playing in right field, who just pitched in game one and was the losing pitcher. Batting seventh in the order is Clayton Masters. He'll play center field, and batting eighth is Karsten Barnett. He's the catcher. Ninth is Lakin Young, who will play shortstop, and pitching this game for the Enid Majors is Colton Troxel. Troxel hops the first ball low and outside for ball one to start off this game. John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn, Enid Majors alumnus with us. We'll be bringing the Majors games all summer long. 1-0 pitch driven high in the air to center by Clayton Peterson, and it is caught. There was almost a collision there between Connerly, and I guess they're going to say no, it was not caught. It was dropped. Well, three guys almost ran into each other there. Connerly at second base, and then you had Masters in center field and Hopkins in right, and that ball drops in between the three of them, and that's the first hit of the game for the Oklahoma Expos with Jace Fixico next. He tries to show bunt, and Troxel throws him a strike, 0-1. Troxel, a 1-2 record with the Majors, an ERA of 3. He has 7 walks, 22 strikeouts, second on the team in strikeouts behind Tyler Kistner. The 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Colton Troxel. Checks over at first base at Peterson. Now waits and deals. Line drive, out of play, foul. Well, Brady, how do the Majors put that performance they just had behind them and get locked in on this game?
You just got to totally forget about the first game, John. And just, that's, I know that's what Chris told him. He said before the game, I'm just going to tell him to forget about that game and move on. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do any worse than you just did. And you got a great pitcher. Just back him up behind him.
And also, he said, guys, baseball's baseball. You just got to go and field the balls in front of you. Line drive shot into the right, and Hopkins can't handle it. Throwing back in, and over to third base goes Clayton Peterson. So runners on the corners here early on. That was a sharply hit ball, though. And Peterson is on third. Fixico is on first. And again, this is what we saw a lot of, Brady, in the first game. You know, the Expos getting their first couple guys on and now creating a problem for the Majors defense.
Yeah, exactly, John. And now 3-4 holes up. That's been very impressive in the first game.
Alex Peterson in right field is up next. Troxel throws to first base, trying to get Fixico. He's back in time. In the first game today, Alex Peterson, though, struggled. He went 0-for-4. He did have a walk and a run scored. 0-2 pitch from Troxel, high and in. Throw back to second base, and the second baseman, Connerly, doesn't even get the ball. Thought he was going to field it, but instead it goes behind him and into center field, and there's your first run. That's going to go down as an... I have to say that's an E4 on Connerly, because Connerly just didn't even field the ball that Carson Barnett threw right to him. That was bizarre. Well, it's 1-2.
Well, that play right there, I think the shortstop should have been more to the bag, because Matt Connerly's coming up in front of the bag to try to hold the runner at third there, and it's a fake.
He smoked out a play, foul.
We used to run that when I was with Dean and Majors,
mm-hmm.
with Chris Jensen. Chris said, if he goes, breaks at third, just cut the ball off, and if not, let it go and tag the guy out at second. So.
And they were clearly, I think that's what was happening. They were running some kind of fake, and it just didn't work. The 1-2 shot into center. Masters will slide over. And he and Hopkins don't even get there. I think Hopkins ended up dropping it. But that's a miscommunication between the two of them, and that will score Jace Fixico from third base. And Alex Peterson gets to go to third. Brings up Dan Pruitt. Already a 2-0 lead here for the Oklahoma Expos.
Dan Pruitt.
Well, it'll be a hit, but what a just a tough play out there defensively. There's a ball driven high in the air to left to Seth Graves, and that caroms off the wall. Dan Pruitt just belted home Alex Peterson, and this is an even worse start to the game for the Majors than the last one. My goodness. A double for Dan Pruitt, the OU commit, as he scores home Alex Peterson, and it's already 3-0. Expos.
Now batting number 0, Dominic Trevino.
Dom Trevino comes up next. And by the way, there are still no outs in this top of the first of a game that we just started. Pitch from Troxel to Trevino. He rips and misses it. 0-1. Well, we saw, you know, this is what the Expos did all last week, Brady. Jumped on teams early, and they've done it to the Majors here twice now. The 0-1 poked out a play, foul, 0-2. So Troxel trying to settle back down here and put his fastball on the money. But again, this Expos team, they like to hit fastballs. They've shown that.
Yeah, they're a hot-hitting club. And the pitcher the last game for us, Hopkins, he didn't really establish any off-speed and really, really showed.
Mm-hmm. 0-2, inside, ball one. And then you have the Expos also. They beat the Majors 7-2 back on May 31st and 9-4 in the game before that as well. So they've already got 3 wins on the Majors this season as it is. The 1-2 popped up in the infield. E.J. Taylor going after it in foul ground. He's able to track it down. And finally, we have the first out of the inning. But it comes after Dan Pruitt doubles home Alex Peterson. And Jace Fixico gets a single, and so does Clayton Peterson. So this is a tough start for the Majors. Tatum Chapman is next. He is the catcher in this game for the Expos. If the Expos win this game, they'll have their 20th win of the year. Chapman sees a curveball from Troxel come in for a strike.
Tatum Chapman.
I really like that adjustment by Troxel. First pitch curveball for a strike there. Got to use that against these Expos.
0-1. Throw back to third base. I think Dehas might have got him. I'm going to say he's safe. I don't know. That looked like that was a pretty good throw there from Rutledge. And it's no balls, 2 strikes to Chapman.
Looked like the umpire didn't even get in position there.
Yeah.
He was way back there, and he kind of just looked over and was surprised the runner was even there at third.
Yeah. And he was very close to second base and didn't look like he had the greatest look at the play. Carson Barnett's going to run out there and talk to Colton Troxel here real quick, and now he'll go back behind home plate. Already a 3-0 start advantage Oklahoma Expos in the top of the first. Tatum Chapman trying to drive home Dan Pruitt, who is now at third base, the 0-2. Strike three, looking. Bit of a delayed strike call there by the umpire, but he eventually gave the punch-out sign. Troxel with his 23rd strikeout. John Cupps over at first base tonight in this game. In game two, batting seventh in the order. Pitch to him. Strike, 0-1 from Colton Troxel. 3 runs and 4 hits already. The 0-1. Tried to check his swing, and he did. He held up. Went outside for ball one. One pitch. Breaking ball chopped over towards short. There is Lakin Young off the bounce. Throws a strike to first base. And finally, the top of the first ends. But not before. The Expos get 3 runs on 4 hits with an error. They leave a man on base. But they take a 3-0 lead. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
Well, an impressive start to the game for the Oklahoma Expos again, and the Enid Majors will have to play catch-up. They will lead off with Seth Graves, followed by Garrett Dehas, and then Matt Connerly. The defense for the Expos, you've got Clayton Peterson in left, Dom Trevino in center, Alex Peterson is the right fielder, Jacob Brooks is on third base, Jace Fixico at short, John Harder Jr. at second. John Cupps will be playing first base, and the starting pitcher for this game is Michael Taylor. The catcher for the Oklahoma Expos is Tatum Chapman. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years, call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155. Seth Graves watches a strike thrown in from Michael Taylor. Graves in the game before this was 1-for-3. He did have 2 runs batted in. Trying to get the majors to respond here, and Graves just asked for time and was granted it by the home plate umpire. But, you know, even you're just, the majors are getting better, hopefully, Brady, by playing a team of this caliber. There's a gapper right there by Seth Graves as he drives that into right center. Pulled up off the bounce by Alex Peterson, and that's a good response by the majors, getting a leadoff double from Seth Graves.
Yeah, an interesting move by Coach Jensen, putting Dehas in the two-hole. You know, he's been arguably doing pretty darn well this season for you.
Yep, and, you know, also, your typical two-hole hitter in the batting order is a guy that's a good contact hitter and can move runners over. So that's why Garrett Dehas is there. He rips and misses at the first pitch, 0-1, though. In the previous game before this, he was 1-for-3 with a run scored. He was really one of the only majors hitters last night that was able to get a hit. In fact, he had 2 in the doubleheader loss to Woodward. The 0-1 is upstairs, ball 1. He will be a junior at Cimarron High School next year. In fact, his former coach, Trey Sims, is in the building watching him pitch. Has watched him play, rather. Of course, Trey's got a lot of players that he used to coach on this majors team that's with Cimarron, as that one bounces to home plate from Taylor. 2 balls and a strike. So the majors get run ruled in game 1, 12-4. Trying to get their first win of the season over the Expos. They're 0-3 against the Oklahoma Expos so far. But they've got their leadoff man on second after the double by Seth Graves. 2-1. Ripped into left, and that bounces through from DeHaas. Graves is told to stop by third base coach Richie Tarango, and it's a good thing he did. DeHaas is going to try to go to second, though, and he gets tagged out. I think DeHaas thought by the throw coming in, he might be able to make it to second base, and then he got tagged out. So he gets credited for the single, and then he will get thrown out at second. So now the majors have just one runner on.
And boy, Chris Jensen is meeting him right at the end of the dugout there.
Yep.
He wasn't very happy with that move.
Can't blame him. And that's really, tonight, Brady, the third base running mistake the majors have made.
And all three of them have been right when we're about to get a rally going.
Yep.
And get something going.
Matt Connerly, standing in the left-handed batter's box, takes ball one and then ball two. Connerly in the game before, 0-3. Two ground outs and a fly out to center field. Majors coach Chris Jensen coaching over at first. And then you've got Richie Tarango over at third. The 2-0 pitch bounces in outside, 3-0. Connerly's average is 3.14 this summer. Hits home plate with his bat.
I really like Richie at third. I mean, as coaching over there, holding both runners there with no outs. I think he's done a good job over there this summer.
Yep, he's done a good job ever since he's been the majors assistant coach. That's up and in for ball four to Connerly. So the majors have runners on first and third. One out, bottom of the first, down 3-0 with E.J. Taylor coming up. The first baseman. You saw what E.J. did in the last game, hit that home run. And there's his proud dad, as usual, taking cell phone video of his at-bat. Taylor hits it hard in the air to left, and it's not going to be caught by Peterson. That scores Seth Graves. I don't think Peterson could have that ball in the sun.
I think it was a hit, John.
Yeah, I think he couldn't quite get his hand on it, and that will be a single, an RBI single for E.J. Taylor. Yet another one for him today. His second. And it's a big one because it scores Seth Graves from first. Puts majors players on first and second with one out. Then Keaton Jones pops up on the first pitch for his at-bat, and it will go out of play foul, nothing in one. Jones hitting .333, but he's only had six at-bats. This is just his eighth plate appearance. Last night, though, against Woodward, Jones went 1-for-2 with two runs batted in and a double. So the majors have cut the deficit to 2. They're behind now 3-1. The 0-1 pitch, it hit Jones in the hip. So the bases are loaded for the majors now. Connerly to third, Taylor to second, Jones to first. And the catcher, Tatum Chapman, needs to go out and have a quick word with Michael Taylor. While he does that, we'll tell you that the Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Head coach Danny Brazaban for the Expos has gone out there to have a word with Taylor. The whole infield is coming in now for this conversation. All right, what do you think about this, Brady?
It's a big three runs out there, I think. You need to answer back with as many as you can to give Troxel some confidence going back out there that we might have the lead after the first inning after giving up three runs.
Amazing how it can change quickly in summer baseball.
Yes, sir.
Really any baseball, but especially when you get into late, you know, late in the season and pitching becomes paramount. Michael Taylor off to a rough start, and he, on this next at-bat to Matt Hopkins, throws that one wide of the catcher, Tatum Chapman, and that wild pitch will score Connerly from third base. And it's 3-2 Expos. But Taylor goes to third, Jones to second, and the count is 1-0 to Matt Hopkins. So we saw Matt pitch in the last game. Now we're seeing his first at bat as an Enid Major. Sees that come up and in. Two balls, no strikes. We're in the bottom of the first. 3-2 is the score in favor of the Oklahoma Expos. Taylor sets and lets it go. Breaking ball in for a strike that time, 2-1. So basically the umpires, by the way, two of them here tonight. The guy that was behind home plate, he's now in the infield, and the guy that was in the infield, he's behind home plate. They just switch places. The 2-1 fouled it off. Looked like it might have hit the front of the white plate, 2-2, and then rolled over foul. Major's bench now getting comfortably in the shade on this hot day in Enid. Temperature now has dropped down to about 89 degrees. The 2-2 fouled it off again, almost in the exact same spot.
Very interesting, John, there. We went 2-0 with two fastballs, and they came back with three straight curveballs at 68 miles an hour. Got to take note as an Enid Major player sitting in the dugout. Hey, he might work his curveball more here.
The 2-2, well, he's going back to his fastball, and he got Hopkins to chase it and not get it. There's out number two on the strikeout. Clayton Masters, the center fielder, will try to keep this inning alive for the Enid Majors. Didn't see him bat in the first game, but on the summer, Clayton Masters is hitting .292 with a .472 on base percentage and 5 runs scored. The pitch hits it right over to the shortstop, Jace Fixico, charges and throws to first, and that takes care of the first inning. But the Majors get 2 runs on 3 hits with no errors. They do leave 2 men on base. It's 3-2. The Oklahoma Expos lead it after 1. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Batters 8, 9, and 1 due up for the Expos. They had another busy inning. They have so far in this doubleheader scored 15 runs. They had 12 in game 1. They already have 3 here in game 2, winning the first meeting 12-4. They're ahead of the Enid Majors 3-2 after the first as we go to the second. Jacob Brooks will lead off the first inning. For second inning, rather, for the Expos. Pitch goes down and away, ball one. Brooks is 0-4 on the day so far. Had 2 strikeouts in the first game. Fouls that pitch off after taking a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need. At 5601 West Garriott in Enid. The 1-1 pitch, lofted outside on a curveball by Troxel, 2-1. Jacob Brooks graduated from Southmore High School this year, and he misses on that swing, 2-2. Troxel has 1 strikeout. Can he get another right here? Fouled it back, straight to the wall, and the ball bounces off the wall, heads over to first base, where E.J. Taylor will go pick it up and throw it back into the Majors' dugout. Everybody that's here watching the game, in the shade, and wisely so. 2-2, fastball by Troxel, hit hard in the air to right, it is just to the left of that line, and fair. Hopkins plays it off a bounce, throws to second, and he gets him out. Wow. Jacob Brooks got a little greedy there, rounded first and tried to go to second, and Hopkins in right field threw out Jacob Brooks. So Brooks gets a single, but then on the put out there, it is 9-6. John Harder Jr. is up, breaking ball to him. A strike, 0-1. And you know, he needed that. Matt Hopkins needed that moment right there.
Yeah, he's had a rough day, John.
Yep. 0-1 pitch inside, ball one. He had just struck out at the plate, had a couple of issues in right field in the previous inning. So that was exactly the thing he needed to have happen. The 1-1 smoked into left. That could be trouble, but Seth Graves has a beat on it, runs back there and gets it for the second out. Clayton Peterson, your next expo to the plate.
And, John, you know what you like to see by the right fielder there, Hopkins? He hustled through the ball.
Yeah,
and he's having a bad day. That's something you don't see in a lot of guys, having a bad day. You get kind of lazy. He really hustled to that ball and really got that ball in. Shows a lot of character.
Yeah.
Shows a lot of character about the guy.
Strike to Peterson. Peterson's 1-for-1 with a run scored in this one. Fouls that pitch off. Now he's behind 0-2. So we saw Alex Peterson in the first game. Didn't see Clayton Peterson, so it's our first look at him tonight. Clayton just graduated from Edmund North High School. So he played here in the Gladys Winners Tournament. A lot of fans might be able to see some of the same players from that tournament back here playing summer baseball with the Expos. And the 0-2, foul tipped into the glove of Barnett from Clayton Peterson. That is a strikeout swinging against him, and the inning comes to a close. Well, they do get a hit through the Expos, but he was thrown out at second base, Jacob Brooks. No runs, no errors, and nobody left on either. But the Expos lead the majors 3-2 going into the bottom of two. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, the Enid Majors saw batters 8, 9, and 1 come up in the order for the Oklahoma Expos in the top of the second. They're going to send batters 8, 9, 1 up in the bottom of the second as well. Carson Barnett will start us off. Chops that one foul after taking a ball 1 upstairs, 1 ball, 1 strike. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today, 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That's Godfather's Pizza. The 1-1 pitch on a breaking ball is high from Michael Taylor, 2-1. Karsten Barnett this summer for the Majors, averaging just 167. He is 3 of 18. Held up on the swing there, didn't go around, and it was high again, ball 3. He is the team leader in walks, though, with 8. An on-base percentage of .423 and 4 runs scored. And he just got his 9th walk of the summer on that pitch. Now Lakin Young is up to the dish, so the tying run is on first. I'm going to have a courtesy runner come on here for the Majors. Looks like that runner over at first is Ben Marino. So Marino's not batting in this game, but he will come on in courtesy run for Karsten Barnett. Lakin Young up. Lakin Young in the previous game laid off that pitch, ball 1. He was 1-for-2 with a run scored. He is starting at shortstop again, 3-2. is the lead for the Oklahoma Expos over the Enid Majors. And there's the pickoff throw to first base, and Marino gets back in time. Ben Marino has stolen four bases. He is the Majors' leader in that category. 1-0. There's the bunt try again. Young gets it down in front of home plate. Taylor's there, throws to first, and got him. But it is a sacrifice bunt for Lakin Young that moves Marino to second base. So for Lakin, that's his second sacrifice hit for the Enid Majors this summer. We go back to the top of the order with Seth Graves, who started this game off in the bottom of the first for the Majors batting order with a double. Then he later came around to score off a single by E.J. Taylor. And that ball one hops its way to home plate, 1-0. And then Connerly came around to score on a wild pitch from Michael Taylor. One-oh to Graves. Backed away from it. Ball two. It's up near his head. Michael Taylor looks over at second and lets the pitch fly inside, ball three. By the way, Brady, Chris Jensen's coaching at first base. Normally he gets a player to do that.
Yeah.
What do you think that's all about?
I don't know. I think the three base errors for the Majors the last two games might have something to do with
that. Yeah, it might be. 3-0. Graves makes sure it's ball four, and it is. So Michael Taylor helping out the Majors. He has now walked three guys, Graves, Connerly, and Barnett. And that just made runners on first and second now with Garrett Dehas coming up. So this is one of your hottest hitters right here.
As long as I've known it, John, as long as I've played, I've never seen Chris Jensen on first base, Coach. As long as I've played.
Yeah, because usually he finds a Majors player go and do that, but I think he's...
Now batting number 21.
I think you're right. I think he's tired of the errors and some of the base running mistakes, and he wants to kind of cut down on that. Runners are on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the second. Majors trailing 3-2, but they've got runners on, and Dehas belts the first pitch into center. Trevino is back there. He catches it and gets it back in quickly before Marino can think about tagging up and going to third. Well, it wasn't a badly hit ball by Dehas. It was hit relatively deep, but Trevino had a good read on it, two outs. Matt Connerly, a walk and a run scored in this game so far. And again, the Majors left two men on base in the first inning, trying to avoid doing that here in the second. Breaking ball, lofted high and away, ball one to Matt. One ball, no strikes. 67 miles an hour on that curve from Taylor. Taylor's a little different than the winning pitcher, Taylan Phillips, in the first game. He doesn't use the fastball as much as Phillips does, although he goes to it here, and Connerly belts it into right, scooped up by Alex Peterson. He'll throw home. The throw is offline. Play at the plate, and the runner is safe. Then throw back to second, and yet again, Connerly is caught in a rundown, and he will get tagged out. Another base-running mistake by the Majors cost them the end of the inning, but at least Matt Connerly was able to get a single and drive home the run that ties the game. We're tied at three, going to the third. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 K KCRC.
Through two innings in our second part of our twin bill today between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. The Expos and Majors knotted up at 3 runs apiece. I'm John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn up in the booth at David Allen Ballpark. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Chase Fixico leads us off in the top of the third, batting second in the order and takes ball one from Colton Troxell. A 1-0 pitch. High, ball two. Fixico's 1-for-1 in this game with a run scored. In the game prior, Fixico was 1-for-3 with a walk and he scored 3 runs. The 2-0 pitch, right on the money from Troxell that time. 2-1. Majors trying to stop now what is a 4-game losing streak. The 2-1 pitch on the inside corner, 2-2. Their last win was against the batter's box gray team in the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier last Saturday. 2-2. Belted up the middle for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting there by Jace Fixico. And the Expos on target. They've now had 6 hits already, and that's now 18 hits, Brady, through a game and change. I guess. And Alex Peterson, will check on up here.
Alex Peterson.
Peterson will stand in from the right side. He scored one of the 3 runs in the first. And that ball got behind Barnett. Looked like he might be able to block it at first, and he throws back in, gives it to Troxell.
We've left a lot of pitches over the plate. Troxell did throw a changeup that pitch, but it was right down the heart.
Well, here's what's interesting, and Coach Chris Jensen told us both this in between games, as Troxell throws to first, try to pick off Fixico. Fixico beats it back. You throw this ball over the heart of the plate to the Expos, they're going to hit it and get a base hit or an extra base hit. Throw to first, and there goes Fixico again back safely. And if you throw it even a little bit off the plate, you're going to walk them because they're so patient and they have such good eyes. They're not going to swing at stuff outside the zone too often. The 1-0 blasted up in the air and foul. 1-1. E.J. Taylor was chasing after it, ran out of room.
But what I like about Troxell is he's really making them earn it, though. No walks.
Yep.
So if you make them earn it, that's the best you can do, and play some good defense, which we have played pretty darn good defense this game.
There were a couple issues in the first inning, but other than that, it's been pretty good. And there goes Troxell again throwing to first. I got to tell you, when Troxell's played for the majors, he has thrown to first a lot more than he did when he played for the Plainsmen in the spring ball this year. The 1-1, outside ball two.
He has picked off above average a lot, just for a normal pitcher.
Two and one. Now the runner goes, and a swing and a drive to right. Hopkins trying to get over there, and it will go foul. So they tried to hit and run. So now that Fixico did take off and run to first, I would imagine Troxell might try to go after him again at first base. We're in the top half of inning number three. Nobody out. Of a 3-3 tie between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. Righty versus righty here between Troxell and Alex Peterson. Pitch on its way, breaking ball, bounced over to second, gloved by Connerly. He'll step on second and throw to first, and it's a double play. Matt Connerly played that extremely well. Thought he was going to throw to Lake and Young, but he's like, I got it, I'll take it myself, and he throws out Peterson after retiring Fixico for a twin killer. Dan Pruitt is next. He is 1-for-1 with a double and an RBI in this game. The Majors intentionally walked him in the last game once. He was 1-for-3. He did drive 2 runs home and scored a run. And he's committed to be an Oklahoma Sooner next year. Ball one, low and outside from Troxell to Pruitt.
That was a big double play, John. Now you can go at Pruitt.
1-0, ripped and missed, 1-1. Colton Troxell still undecided on his college choice for the Enid Majors. And I think he's still got some pretty good options out there. The 1-1 offering. Low and outside, ball two. And a pitch like that, that's just one of the Oklahoma City Expo just doesn't go after. 2-1. That time Pruitt does go after it and dribbles it foul to run the count even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Karsten Barnett wants to go talk to Troxel here. Enid Majors Baseball brought to you by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid today, or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. Conversation is over between Barnett and Troxel. The 2-2 to Pruitt. He pops up, but it might get past the infield. Young cuts it off, throws to first, close play. Got him! What a play by Young to get over into the middle of the infield, cut that ball off, and throw Pruitt out at first base. No runs, a hit with no errors, and nobody left on for the Expos. And through 2.5, it's the Expos 3 and the Enid Majors 3. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to BaymontInn.com.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
It is a 3-3 tie for the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. John Herrick with you, along with Brady Kokajohn, back at David Allen Ballpark. It's part two of our doubleheader between the Majors and the Expos. The Expos took game one 12-4 in a game that was ended via the run rule after six. Majors making this one, though, pretty competitive so far. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bank of Kremlin. They have five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Majors. Member FDIC. I was just informed by Majors coach Chris Jensen that Colton Troxel has declared his college choice. He'll be going to Northwestern Oklahoma State University in Alva to play baseball. So congratulations to Colton. He'll get to play baseball and stay relatively close to his family, which I know is important to him. E.J. Taylor will start off the inning for the Majors. Go ahead, Brady.
I think they just got a new coach, too, John.
Yes, they did. They did. Ryan Bowen, I believe his name is. Taylor chops that one foul down the third base side, 0-1. So how about Northwestern? They get a new baseball coach this year. They got a new girls basketball coach last year in Tasha Dieselhorst, who did a lot of great things at Pond Creek Hunter, led them to a state championship in 2014. 0-1 offering, and Taylor almost hit that one fair, but it was just foul. Again, remember, whenever a ball's hit down the line, it's where the ball goes over the base, not where it is on the line, but where it goes over the base, and that was just to the left of the base there. And if that stayed fair, that would have been a big problem for the Expo defense. And it's 0-2, the count to Taylor, who has hit a solo home run tonight. The Midwest City graduate sees that one go outside, ball one. He will be an NOC Enid Jet next season. One 2 offering on its way, a check swing, and down and away, ball two.
Back to the Northwestern thing, John. They got a nice facility over there. Have you been to that ballpark?
I have. Yep, it is awfully neat. They have a really nice campus, too. 2-2, and Taylor hits another one hard to left, and that ball off the wall. Almost went out, but not this time. Throw over to second, close play. Taylor slides, and he's out. Wow. You know what hurt him there? It was the fact that the ball bounced that hard off the wall and into the left fielder's glove. Now, I can't really fault EJ too much there, because when that ball is hit like that, you're thinking double.
Yeah, and Clayton Peterson played it off awfully well off the wall there, John. I mean, he got it, played it off the wall, one hopped off the wall to the mitt, to the relay man. On the money.
So you could call that out there, 9-6-4 to get Taylor. Keaton Jones was hit by a pitch in his last at bat, was stranded on second, sees ball one coming to him. So the majors get a hit, but then an out. 1-0 to Keaton, up and in, ball two. But the thing is, Brady, you make these mistakes now so that when the Connie Mack State Tournament starts and the National Regional starts, you hopefully have them all out of your system. The 2-0, chopper, foul, 2-1.
Yeah, the Enid Majors are going to learn a lot from these two games. I know the first game, 12-4. This one's still 3-3, anybody's ball game. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to learn a lot from this, John,
yep,
base running wise.
And that's what Chris Jensen, the Majors coach, told his players after game one. He goes, guys, I know I'm playing a lot of you different positions. He's like, but just use your baseball instincts. Don't worry about where you're playing all the time. That one's chopped foul by Jones. Just go out there and do what your baseball instincts tell you. Don't second guess yourself.
And when you get beat 12-4, you don't want to put a lot of pressure on you because that's the last thing you want.
2-2, Jones lays off it, and it's ball three. So Keaton Jones here in the last couple of days, 1-for-2 with two RBIs. He got hit by a pitch. Jones will be hit again. Oh, my goodness. Almost in the same spot he got hit in the first inning. So the Majors have their go-ahead run up on first now with one out in the bottom of the third. A 3-3 tie between the Majors and the Expos.
Matt Hopkins,
the brand new major who came in today and pitched in game one and took the loss, is playing right field here in game two. In his first majors at bat, he struck out swinging back in the first. He's 0-for-1, and the pitch, low and outside, ball one. I think we have, looks like we have a new pitcher here for the Expos, Britt Brown. Wow, that's awfully quick for them to make a pitching change, but they did. And that one is hit hard in the air to left by Matt Hopkins. And that will carry him off the wall. He's going to round second. And Richie Tarango tells the runner at third to go home, and he will score. So again, there you go, Brady. Richie Tarango makes the right call over at third base.
Yeah, Richie's always been a good third base coach, but this year he's been doing a superb job of sending runners and holding runners up. He did another nice job there.
So that's an RBI double for Hopkins, which scores Jones. And I don't think that pitching change they made had anything to do with their defense, no, because Britt Brown was not in the lineup defensively. Taylor just comes out and Brown comes in for him. So Taylor just goes two innings, had three walks and a strikeout, gave up three runs, all of which were earned. And here comes Clayton Masters, chopping it right over to the shortstop. Jace Fixico throws to first, just barely got Masters by a step. It moves Hopkins to third base. So the Majors are on top for the first time in the game, 4-3, thanks to an RBI double from Matt Hopkins. Karsten Barnett will try to keep the inning going here with two down in the bottom of the third. He walked, and his courtesy runner, Ben Marino, scored for him back in the second. The pitch. In there for a strike from Britt Brown, 0-1. Also, Taylor gave up four hits. He hit a batter and had a wild pitch. The 0-1. Low and outside, ball one. So Michael Taylor now going to get the no decision because Britt Brown just came in and gave up the lead. Small lead at third for Hopkins. The 1-1 up and in on Barnett, 2-1.
And Britt Brown's kind of been all over the place this inning, coming in.
Gave up a single, then he hit Jones, then allowed a double from Hopkins that scored Jones and got Masters to ground out, but now he's behind in the count 2-1 to Karsten Barnett. 4-3, Enid Majors. For the first time today, they lead the Oklahoma Expos. Outside, ball three on that pitch from Britt Brown. Britt just graduated this year from Westmore High School. A lot of these guys going all over the place for colleges. A lot of them the JUCO route, the 3-1. Barnett just drew ball four. Dan Pruitt's obviously the headline signing going to Oklahoma to be a Sooner, but you've got all kinds of guys going to NOC Tonkawa. You've got guys going to Seminole. I know there's a couple guys going to Connors, they said, but they didn't want to give me specific names. Lakin Young up to the dish, and Ben Marino is on to courtesy run again for Barnett over at first, and Young hits the first pitch back out of play, foul. Now, he had a sacrifice bunt back in the second that moved Marino to second base. Runners on the corners for the majors here with two outs in the bottom of three. They lead the Oklahoma Expos 4-3, the 0-1. Low, ball one from Brown. Wow, the complexion of this game has really changed, hasn't it?
Really has, John.
1-1. Good eye again by Lakin Young. Staying away from it, it was outside and low, ball two. Lakin Young hitting this summer for the majors with a batting average of 208. In the game prior to this one, he was 1-for-2 with a run scored. And the pitch. Strike that time, 2-2. An 81-mile-an-hour fastball from Britt Brown.
I feel like our approach has changed. Like, we're hitting like the Expos were the first game on the approach side.
Yep.
We're taking, really working the counts, being real patient. We've drawn five walks and hit by pitches put together.
There's a throwback over to first, and then John Cupps, the first baseman, tried to give the ball back to Brown. It went wide of him. Majors 4 and the Expos 3. Two down in the bottom of the third inning. If Young can stay alive, we go back to the leadoff man in the order with Seth Graves. Brown sets and lets the ball fly and struck Lakin Young out looking. And Young right away looked up and knew he probably should have swung at that. And he goes back to the dugout. But the majors take the lead. A run on two hits with no errors. They leave two men on base. Through three, it's the Enid Majors 4 and the Oklahoma Expos 3. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens, Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRG.
The Enid Majors on top in this game for the first time. They lead the Expos 4-3 after starting off down 3-0. Jansen GMC is proud to support the Majors this summer. They're also celebrating 50 years serving Enid, and they're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Colton Troxel starts off this inning with a breaking ball to Dom Trevino, which bounces to home plate. One ball, no strikes. Batters 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Expos. 1-0 pitch. Down and away again, 2-0. 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Troxel. Trevino grounded out to E.J. Taylor in his last at-bat. 2-0 on its way. Popped up on the bunt try. Troxel's not going to be able to catch it, but he plays it off a bounce and throws to first. Trevino will beat the throw for a bunt single. It's a good effort by Troxel, but Trevino just laid a good one down. Tatum Chapman is up. Chapman struck out in the first, looking by Troxel. Right-hander versus right-hander here between Chapman and Troxel. Chapman graduated from Christian Heritage High School. first is Trevino, and the pitch. Ripped down the right field line, and it will go foul. Head coach for the Oklahoma Expos, Danny Brazaban, coaching over at third base. His assistant, Roberto Santana, is at first. Throw to first base again by Troxell as he checks on Trevino. So again, if you're just joining us, Colton Troxell just announced his college choice earlier this week, going to Northwestern Oklahoma State University in Alva to play baseball. The 0-1 lofted down and in, one ball, one strike. He was also, at Enid High, a really good receiver for football. Really good receiver. There's the throw to first, and he almost got Trevino that time, who was trying to get away from first base. Pretty good receiver, and he played defensive back, too. I remember one game against Midwest City, he had an interception return for a touchdown. 1-1 pitch, sails high and in, 2-1. Trevino's on first after a single. Chapman trying to get on base as well. 2-1 offering. Hit hard up in the middle, and it's grabbed by Masters in center. That ball was heading toward the gap. Looked like it might be trouble, but Masters was there to cut it off and catch it for first out of the top of the fourth.
Masters got a good read on it. Wind kind of killed it and dived down almost, and he just got a good read on it at the beginning.
John Cupps is next. Left-hander, 0-1 in this game with a ground out to short. Troxell again fires to first. And again, Trevino gets back in time. Sound like Trevino's getting too far away there, but Troxell keeping him close. Now he's going to go. Pitch is high. Throw by Barnett down to second base, and it bounces in front of the bag, and it won't get there in time. So after all that, Dom Trevino does steal second base. Now remember, Trevino played for Edmund Santa Fe. Enid had seen Edmund Santa Fe once before in the Gladys Winners Tournament. So I think Troxell has some familiarity with Trevino. The 1-0 ripped and missed by John Cupps upstairs. 1-1. 4-3. The Enid Majors ahead here. But the Expos have the tying run on second base with one out. 1-1 pitch, driven hard into left, and that will go foul. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. The count is 1-2 to John Cupps. Low and inside on the next pitch, 2, almost hit him in the foot. Majors coach Chris Jensen's wife Kelly in attendance now. With all of their kids.
After the first inning, John, Troxell's really settled down.
2-2. That's a high fly ball into left. Backpedaling, Lake and Young makes the catch from shortstop in shallow left. Two down. Jacob Brooks with a single already in this game. He's 1-for-1. He was thrown out at second as he tried to go for a double. And Jacob Brooks, you know, wanted to see that happen because he got off to a rocky start in game one today. He was 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Brooks, a graduate of Southmore High School, and the pitch. Rip and a miss, 0-1. Troxell blew that 82-mile-an-hour fastball by him. The runner on second is Trevino, drifting away from the bag with the Majors ahead, 4-3, 0-1. Inside, 1. Majors in the first base dugout, enjoying the shade. Expos in the third base dugout. Didn't really have a whole lot of shade. Sun's beaming down right on him still. 1-1. In on the outside corner, 1-2.
That was a good stake by Barnett right there, John.
He framed it up well, didn't he? Top of the fourth, two outs. 4-3 lead for the Enid Majors. Troxel setting, looking at second base and firing. Ball two. Barnett was up with it and about ready to try to get Trevino out at second, but he held up. Troxel puts the ball in the glove, looking around, and steps off the mound again as he stares down Trevino in the process at second base. The cat and mouse game between those two in this inning has been quite extensive. Now the 2-2 again. That is fair. It goes off the bag, into the air, shallow left field, and that will score the run from second and tie the game. Talk about a friendly bounce. That is exactly what the Expos got. Brooks hits a dribbler down the left field line. It ricochets off third base into left, and that is an RBI single for the third baseman.
Now batting number two, John.
Man, what a break there.
That ball was hit a mile high in the air once it hit the third base bag. John Harder Jr., the second baseman, who's 0-for-1 in this game with a fly out to left, is next. Outside, ball one. Again, this is, and I am an advocate for Colton Troxel in a way, but this is kind of interesting how these bounces have seemed to just keep on happening when he's been pitching. It's just been that way for him when he's been with the majors. Throw to first base, and Brooks beats it back.
And it's not that he's pitched bad.
No, he's not.
He's really pitched well all three games he's pitched this year. Been very impressed with Troxel.
1-0 across the middle for a strike, 1-1. Majors Baseball brought to you by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call for Kuntz Roofing today at 580-541-3155. There is another pickoff try by Troxel, now trying to get Jacob Brooks. Brooks is able to slide under the tag. 1-1. Hit up the middle. Young tries to go after it. Dives, gets it, throws to second. Got the force to end the inning. Another heck of a defensive play by Lake and Young to end the inning. 6-4 on the putout. A run, two hits with no errors, a man left on for the Expos. They tie the game up, though, at four runs apiece as we head to the bottom of four. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know.
What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRC.
Well, I wonder if Oklahoma Expos coach Danny Brazaban is just in one of those moods where he just wants to try out a whole bunch of pitchers. Cordy Busby is the new pitcher now for the Oklahoma Expos. So Britt Brown pitches that third inning for the Expos. He gives up two hits. He does allow a run. Was an earned run. He hits a batter. He has a walk and a strikeout. So Brown ends up giving up the lead. But then the Expos come right back and tie it up in the fourth on an RBI single from Jacob Brooks. So we're tied at four. The majors have the top of the order coming up here in the bottom of four. Seth Graves, Garrett Diaz, and Matt Connerly. Pitch to Graves on the outside corner for a strike from Cordy Busby. Busby just graduated from Moore High School. He was kind of showing off in the pregame when he was working out with his teammates. He was doing this thing where they were all throwing him the ball, and he was throwing it up in the air, and he was spinning around and catching the ball in the back of his glove. when he wasn't looking. He's kind of just trying to show off his skills there, I guess. Pitch to Graves, and Graves will hit one a mile high into left. Going back, Clayton Masters trying to locate it in the sun, and he finally does. And catches it just a few steps away from the warning track. One out.
Now pitching for the Expos.
Cordy Busby's next foe is Garrett Dehas, who is 1-for-2 in this game with a single.
Garrett Dehas.
Garrett's got a fan club down there. You could hear him. As soon as Garrett was public address announced, you heard a few people say, "Hey, let's go, Garrett." Chops it foul behind home plate, 0-1. But Dehas has had a good summer for the majors, hitting .316. He's played in two state tournaments with the Cimarron baseball team, 0-1. Hits this one on a blooper into left, but it rolls foul. That's actually a break for the Expos. If that thing was fair, that would have been a bloop single for Garrett Dehas. So he goes back to the plate, collects his bat, and gets ready to continue. Connerly awaits in the on-deck circle. Just goes down and away. Ball one. And Cordy Busby. So the Expos on pitcher number 3 here already. And we're in inning number 4. 1-2. One hops its way to home plate. 2-2. To Garrett Dehas.
And I wonder, John, if this is a result of this last tournament running out of pitchers.
Yep. 2-2. Dehas skies it out of play, foul. Of course, their coaching staff kind of downplayed it a little bit when I asked them about that. And they said, "Oh, we've got a lot of pitching left." But I don't know how you can. I mean, now, the 2 days off in between Sunday and today certainly were helpful, Monday and Tuesday. 2-2 skips behind the wall. 3-2. Yeah, I think that helps. But at some point, though, got to be a little tiresome. And I'm sure they've got other games coming up this weekend where they're trying to save pitching for that as well. 3-2. Dehas protecting the plate. Fouls it back as it caroms off the backstop. 4-4 tie between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos. 3-2 pitch from Busby to Dehas, and Dehas drives it into right. That'll get down right in front of Alex Peterson. How about that at bat for Garrett Dehas? Fighting off pitch after pitch. Seventh hit of the game for the majors. Yet again, they've got the go-ahead run on base for Matt Connerly. Connerly's got an RBI in this game. He's 1-for-1 with that RBI, a single and a walk. He also scored a run in the first inning, on a wild pitch. Ball one thrown. On third base, it's Richie Tarango coaching. Majors coach Chris Jensen at first base. 1-0. Hit out of play. Oh, I know why Jensen's coaching at first. It's because there's shade over there. I bet you if there was a lot of sun over there, I bet you Jensen's not coaching over there at first. Richie will brave all kinds of the elements over there. 1-1. Hit out onto the street, foul. 1-2. And maybe since he's out of the dugout and coaching over at first, he didn't hear me say that on the radio, because I know he's got a radio down there in the press box that he's listening to.
Yeah. I guarantee if there was shade at third and not shade at first, he'd be at
he'd
third.
Be at third.
I guarantee he'd kick Richie over at first.
1-2. Oh, Connerly chased a breaking ball in, and then I think he was fooled by it. Strike three. That's not a pitch you normally see Connerly swing at, but he did that time. And he goes down for the second out of the inning. That brings up E.J. Taylor. I'll tell you what, if I'm the Expos, I consider maybe intentionally walking E.J. I mean, he has just been a nightmare to deal with. He's 2-for-2 in this game. He's already hit a solo home run. He almost hit one earlier. Fouls this one back to the net, 0-1.
And what I've noticed, John, it hasn't been just fastballs. That last one he drove was a hanging curveball.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed that he can hit all pitches and all different directions, as we've seen early in the season.
Mm-hmm. A 4-4 tie between the Expos and the Majors. Bottom of the fourth, two outs. 0-1. And Taylor, another smash into left center. And it is out of here again! E.J. Taylor with another home run. This time it's a two-run jack over the left center wall. Clearly the Expos didn't want to take my advice and think about intentionally walking him. And he claps his hands, gives Garrett Diaz a fist pump, and heads back to the dugout. What a season Garrett Diaz is having for the majors, and also E.J. Taylor. Those are the two guys that came in to score. And it is 6-4 majors, back in the lead. Keaton Jones has been hit by a pitch twice. He's come around to score once, and that was back in the third, off the double from Matt Hopkins. How about E.J. Taylor? Three runs batted in this game, and one run batted in the last game. Ball one thrown to Jones.
What a night. 3-for-4 already. 3-for-3 this game.
Yeah, 3-for-3 in this game, and then in the last game, he went 1-for-2. That one hit being the solo home run. And ball two thrown to Jones. So now, how rattled is Cordy Busby? 2-0 offering. A strike, 2-1. 86 miles an hour from Busby. So now the decision on the winning pitcher will not go to the first two guys, either Brown or Taylor, all three. Now Busby's got to hope his team can come back and rally like they have before. 3-1, and it almost hit Jones. Jones draws a walk. So Keaton Jones has been hit by a pitch twice and now walked. Matt Hopkins, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI, will step on up for the majors with two outs. So Graves flies out to left to start this inning. Diaz then singles. Strikeout swinging by Connerly. Two-run blast by E.J. Taylor. A walk by Jones. Hopkins hits it a blooper into right. It lands just before it goes into foul territory. It lands fair right before it skitters foul. So it ends up being a fair ball for Hopkins, and that sends Jones over to third base. Because it was so far over on the first base side, Jones was able to head on over to third.
Number 8, Clay Masters.
Three hits in this inning for the majors, 9 of them for the game. Bottom of the fourth with two outs, and they lead 6-4. Clayton Masters with two ground outs to short in this game. He's 0-for-2. The Cimarron senior will have to wait a second because Busby wants to try to get Hopkins. Throws over there to check on him. Masters on the season, 7 of 26. Big swing and a miss that time, 0-1. Runners on the corners for Enid with two down. His average is 269. 0-1. Blooped low, 1-1. Momentum has shifted in a big way, hasn't it, Brady?
It sure has, big time.
Busby checking both runners and fires. Down and inside, 2-1. Majors will get ready for an interesting 2 days' worth of baseball. They're going to play the Fort Smith Kerwins and Bartlesville coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 2-1 pitch thrown over to first base, and back goes Hopkins.
Really looking forward to that Bartlesville matchup,
yep.
John.
2-1. And driven over by Masters. It'll get past a diving Fixico in the left. Runners are now on first and second. Coming in to score is Keaton Jones. It is 7-4. Enid Majors just got their 10th hit of the game. And they are putting it on the Oklahoma Expos here in this one.
And you know, John, if we can somehow pull this one out, this might be the turning point of the major season going up.
It could be. Carsten Barnett has been walked twice tonight, and both by different pitchers, by the way. Curveball strike to him. Barnett will be a senior at Woodward High School next year. Still just two outs in the inning, by the way, here in the bottom of four. And Barnett turns away from that pitch, which almost hit him. 1-1. 7-4, the Enid Majors lead it. They came into this inning tied up at four. Now the question is, can their defense protect this lead when they go back out in the top of the fifth? 1-1, throwing wide is Busby. Tried to get it to shortstop on a pickoff try with Hopkins, and he almost threw it into the outfield. One. Barnett gets a piece of it, but it goes foul on him. 1-2. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need. 5601 West Garriott in Enid. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Proud to be an Enid Majors supporter this summer. 1-2 to Carsten Barnett. Pitch to him. Strike three looking. Looked a little bit low from up here, but it is a strikeout against Barnett. It ends the inning, but the Majors get three runs on four hits with no errors. No errors. They leave two men on base, but they lead the Oklahoma Expos 7-4 through four. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goldtree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
1390 KCRC.
The new pitcher for the Enid Majors is Brandon Kuntz. So Colton Troxell's day is done after four innings. He ends up with two strikeouts. He gives up four runs, three of which were earned. He didn't have any walks and didn't have a hit batter or a wild pitch. He ends up allowing seven hits, but he is in line now to get the win, so it's going to be up to Brandon Kuntz to try to preserve that. Brandon Kuntz this season for the Majors has an ERA of 1.23. He's only pitched 5 2/3 innings, though. And the first man he faces is Clayton Peterson, who belts that down the third base side, and it is fair for a base hit. Picking it up on the run, Graves in left field, and throws it back in to Lakin Young at short, and it is a double to start off the fifth for the Expos. 7-4, the Enid Majors lead it, but we have seen the Expos and the way they can hit the ball. They can hit and hit with power. Danny Brazaban is going to take off the gloves for Clayton Peterson. He's going to hand those over to his coach, who's going to take them and go back over toward the third base coaching box. 7-4. The Enid Majors on top here in our second part of the twin bill. First game went to the Expos 12-4. And I think they just called a balk on Brandon Kuntz. They did. For the how many pitches did Troxell throw, Brady?
67, yeah.
That one hit back off of the foot of Kuntz over to second base, and Connerly throws a bit high, but it's grabbed by Taylor for the out. However, that scores Peterson. So that's an RBI ground out for Jace Fixico. He's got two runs batted in this game, and now it's 7-5. Enid. Alex Peterson is 1-for-2 in this game with a run scored. He is also grounded into a double play. He did that back in the third inning. Five runs on 8 hits for the Expos, and Kuntz let that ball get away from him. He just hit Alex Peterson in the back. So now you got the tying run up to the plate for the Expos. That's the first time all summer that Kuntz has hit a batter. Dan Pruitt, the OU commit, is up next. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI. This is going to be probably one of the biggest spots that Brandon Kuntz has ever been in. Ball one thrown. One of the best teams he's probably faced.
Probably arguably the best hitter as well,
yeah.
John.
And Dan Pruitt is going to be a Sooner next year at Oklahoma. 1-0 pitch. Smacked into left. That could be big trouble. Going back towards the wall. It's going to stay in the park, but hit off the wall. Graves plays it. Throws it back into Young. And Young will cut it off. There won't be a throw home. 7-6. RBI double for Dan Pruitt. His second of this game. He sends home Alex Peterson. And now the Expos are back within a run. Enid Majors coach Chris Jensen tells the whole infield to come on into the mound and talk to Brandon Kuntz. The bike shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the bike shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the bike shop. Conversation is a brief one on the mound between Majors coach Chris Jensen and his pitcher in infield. Well, Brady, when you pitched, what were those conversations usually about?
Well, it depends if there's any runners on, and defensively, you always talk defensively, but when you're in a jam, just got to relax and trust your stuff. And I think that's what Chris told him there, is just to trust his stuff.
Dom Trevino is the next batter for the Expos. He's 1-for-2 with a single. He's also scored a run. He takes a strike from Brandon Kuntz. Well, if Kuntz gives up the lead, Troxel will get the no decision. 0-1, fouled back to the net, 0-2. Due up for the Majors, by the way, in the bottom of the fifth. They're 9-1, two batters of Lake and Young, Seth Graves, and Garrett Dehas. The 0-2, skied out of play. 7-6, Majors lead by a run. But the Expos have struck back here with two runs in the top of the fifth after the Majors regained the lead in the bottom of the fourth. 0-2 hit him in the leg. Runners are on first and second now for the Majors. Or for the Expos against the Majors here in the top of the fifth with one off.
Number five, Tatum Chapman.
Tatum Chapman is 0-for-2. Kuntz looks at both runners. And a pitch. Inside at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Boy, this Expos team is scrappy, isn't it, Brady? 0-1, line shot, over to right. That gets down in front of Hopkins. This could score the tying run. Hopkins up with it. He throws home. Throw offline, and yep, we're tied at 7. That's an RBI single for Tatum Chapman. Scores Dan Pruitt from second. And yep. Once again, runners on first and second for the Expos.
You know, John, you just knew the Expos weren't done.
Yep.
You knew they weren't. You just didn't know when they were going to make the run. And when they were going to make the run, kind of like in basketball, just hopefully they limit the damage. And right now it's all tied, and I think Chris Jensen's got to make a change here.
Landon Lord, by the way, remember when you said he wasn't in the batting order? He was in the first game for the Expos. He is coming on here to courtesy run for Tatum Chapman. I think this might be all she wrote for Brandon Kuntz. Yep, Majors coach Chris Jensen takes the ball from Brandon, and Brandon's night is done, but he is responsible for those runners on first and second. We'll have a new pitcher for the Majors when we come back in just a moment. 7-7 tie between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos, and the Expos have runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fifth. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer for only $79.95. Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team, the Coldwell Banker, will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
1390 KCRZ.
We're still in the top of the fifth inning. The Expos have come back, and they have tied this game at 7 runs apiece. The new pitcher for the Enid Majors is Logan Rutledge. Brandon Kuntz's day is done. He goes a third of an inning. He gives up 3 hits and 3 runs so far to allow the game to be tied. Now, he is still responsible for the runners on first and second base, and Tatum Chapman and Dom Trevino. Logan Rutledge is now about to pitch, and Rutledge has only pitched 2 innings all summer. He's given up 2 runs, one of which was earned. A strikeout, he has a walk, a hit by pitch. So very, very small sample size to look at with him. He's junior from Kingfisher High School. John Cupps will be the first man that Rutledge faces with runners on first and second in a 7-7 tie ball game. Rutledge wheels and deals. Fastball jammed him, and if it stays in the infield, it's an infield fly rule. It is, and it's caught by Lakin Young anyway for the second out. Yep, there was one out, runners on first and second, so the infield fly rule was in effect.
Now batting number
but
eight.
Young caught it anyway with 2 down. Jacob Brooks is 2-for-2 with an RBI. How about that? After he struggled in game 1. Going 0-for-4, he's 2-for-2 in this one. Can Rutledge put an end to that? He kicks and fires. Ball 1. Brandon Kuntz had 1 balk. He hit 2 batters. And he had so far allowed 3 runs. Rutledge trying to make sure it's not any more than that. The 1-0. Inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Both coaching staffs, too, want to use this time to figure out what their pitching numbers are going to look like. Who, and just get everybody as much experience as they can. The 1-1 from Rutledge. Ripped hard into left, but that's going to hook foul. 1-2. Good contact, though, made by Brooks. He was out in front of it and pulled it down the left field line. Now each team has 10 hits. The Majors and the Expos both have 10 hits apiece. And a game that's tied up at 7 runs apiece. Rutledge sets. Wheels and deals. Way outside and low. Ball 2. The wind has been kind of intermittent, blowing in from the right field line. But when it's been, it's really only was really bad before the first game started. It's been calming down ever since. The 2-2 top slowly over to first. E.J. Taylor is there to get it, and Logan Rutledge has to come over and cover first base, which he does successfully. 3-1 on the putout, but still, the Oklahoma Expos get 3 runs on 3 hits with no errors. They do leave 2 men aboard, and through 4.5, the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos tied at 7 runs apiece. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. We should go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
1390 KCRC.
A 7-7 tie between the Oklahoma Expos and the Enid Majors. I'm John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn, Jance Davis, our producer-engineer. Enid Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Try them out today at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That's Godfather's Pizza. Pitch on its way is high for ball one. I think had a little bit of a music issue there with our public address announcer, Ryan Diamond. He was playing it into the inning. Lake and Young will pop this one up and foul out of play. Now, the first pitch was thrown. I guess they are going to count that pitch, even though it came over a bunch of music. Young today, 0-1 with a sacrifice bunt. Almost got hit by that pitch, 2-1. Brady just went to go check on our public address announcer, Ryan Diamond. Brady, is he all right?
Yeah, he just had to use the restroom. He thought he could make it in time.
No.
He did not make it.
He's a rookie. This is his first summer working in the baseball press box. Can't do that. You're going to have to wait.
Ryan's a good old guy, though.
Yeah. 3-1, skied up in the air, and I think it's going to go out of play. Yep, it lands up in the seats, foul. 3-2. Also, Majors Baseball brought to you by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue to serve Enid with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, LattisawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. 3-2 pitch, inside, ball four, and Lake and Young draws a leadoff walk for the Majors.
Now
and we go back to the top of the order with Seth Graves, who is 1-for-2 with a run scored and a walk. Can the Majors get back in front? We've been tied in this game 3 times at 3-4, and now at 7. Graves belts that into right. Right in front of Alex Peterson. That'll get down for a single. So a leadoff walk to Young, then a single by Graves. Sets up nicely here for Garrett Dehas, who's 2-for-3 with a run scored in this game.
Graves has hit 3 balls that I can count with. Really hard today.
Yeah.
Really hard.
And it's good to see that for him. At one point, I think the first 3 days of the Connie Mack qualifier last week, he only had 1 hit, but then he got hot at the end of the tournament. I think that's carried over into this week. Dehas taking a strike, 0-1. Graves did not play in last night's doubleheader against Woodward. You know, that's kind of a big loss if you're the Majors, not having your leadoff guy against one of your big rivals. The 0-1, chased and missed by Dehas that time, 0-2. And we have more bullpen activity going on for the Oklahoma Expos down over there. Looks like it is Ethan Self, the 0-2. He's able to drive it back to the wall. Foul. Dehas just got enough of that ball to stay alive. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. And the Majors have runners on first and second in a 7-7 tie between them and the Oklahoma Expos. The 0-2 pitch coming up. Chopped over to third. Grounded right to Jacob Brooks, who steps on third to get one and fires to first. Down goes Garrett Dehas on a 5-3 double play. So Young gets retired. So does Dehas. Seth Graves goes to second with two outs in the inning for Matt Connerly, who is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. He also has an RBI. See if he can come up with one here. Left-hander facing the right-handed Cordy Busby. The pitch. Outside, ball one.
And in hindsight there, John, maybe we should have bunted there. First and second, no outs, but hey, it's Garrett Dehas, arguably one of our hottest hitters.
1-0. Hits it hard down the left field line, and it will slice foul on the left-handed Connerly, 1-1. Plus, to be honest with you, if that ball's a little further left, it might not have been playable for Jacob Brooks. Might have gotten to the outfield.
Oh, of course, John.
There's that angle to it as well. I mean, and Brooks, boy, he had a hard time bobbling it at first, and then he almost didn't handle it, but he did just enough. And luckily for him, he was able to have a force play.
Just in hindsight, you know, you got Connerly and E.J. Taylor on deck.
Yep.
So
1-1. And again, Connerly makes contact, but is behind it a bit. It's foul, 1-2. So Ethan Self pitched some relief baseball in the last game. I think also Dalton Reynolds is up warming up down there for the Expos as well. One, two from Busby, and it is chopped over to a second. And John Harter Jr. takes care of the inning by throwing out Connerly at first. No runs with a hit and no errors. And a man left on base for the Enid Majors, and we remain tied at 7 runs apiece going to inning number 6. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
Asked to look at trimmers. The guy asked me if I was planning on growing a beard. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
1390 KCRC.
Both the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma Expos tied up at 7 runs apiece going to inning number 6. I'm John Herrick. Brady Koch and John with us up in the booth. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer. The first part of the doubleheader went to the Oklahoma Expos. They walloped the Enid Majors 12-4 in a game that ended after 6 via the run rule. Zach Goodwin will lead off this inning for... it's John Harter, actually, junior second baseman. Back to the top of the order after him with Clayton Peterson and Jace Fixico. Harter Jr. tonight, 0-2. Ball one is thrown to John Harter from Logan Rutledge. Second pitch, down and away, ball two. So in total, Brandon Kuntz, by the way, his numbers are finalized since those two runners that he put on base at the end of that fifth inning, Rutledge was able to get out of the inning with those guys advancing. That's a slow roller off the bat of Harder to Lakin Young, who throws to first base and is able to retire John Harder Jr. Now we go back to the top of the order with Clayton Peterson. So Koontz ends up giving up three runs, all three of which were earned after a third of an inning. Rutledge was able to come in and get the last two guys out.
Now batting number one, Clayton Peterson.
Peterson is 2-for-3 with two runs scored in the game. And Logan Rutledge will try to continue his relief outing here. He winds and fires. Line shot into right, that'll get down. Base hit. Just really did a good job putting the barrel on that ball. Well, the Expos have had at least a hit in every inning. They now have 11 for the game. Both them and the Majors do. They both have 7 runs on 11 hits. The Majors have an error.
Now that is number 40, Jace Fixico.
Jace Fixico, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Well, it's top of the order for the Expos. Really good. Pitch from Rutledge. Ball one.
And John, did they put Landon Lord back in and Drew White? Or
Landon Lord just came in as a courtesy runner, so no, he's not in the actual lineup. But he came in to courtesy run for Tatum Chapman back in the fifth. But no, he was not in the actual lineup for this game. There's a strike thrown to Jace Fixico. One ball, one strike. Rutledge looks back at first. And here is the pitch. One hops its way behind Barnett to the wall. 2-1. And the wild pitch gets Peterson on second base. Makes it 2 balls and a strike, and the go-ahead run for the Expos is now in scoring position. Expos 7, Enid Majors 7, top of 6, 1 out. In part 2 of our doubleheader here tonight, part 1 went to the Expos 12-4. They win this game, they win their 20th game of the summer. They go to 20-5 if that happens. 2-1, hit over to first, foul. And the Majors will lose their 5th game in a row if that happens as well. Don't want to see that happen. Two balls, two strikes is the count from Rutledge to Fixico. He winds up and lets this one go on a, look like a kind of a sidearm delivery there. One hopped its way to home plate for ball 3-2. Majors will have the day off tomorrow, and then they will be busy. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The 3-2 pitch. Up and in, ball 4. From the right-handed Rutledge to the left-handed Fixico. And that's the first walk in this game that Logan Rutledge has dealt. It's also the first walk an Enid Majors pitcher has thrown.
19, Alex Peterson.
Alex Peterson will be next, but Majors coach Chris Jensen, I think, wants to go out and talk to Rutledge here. While he does that, we'll let you know the Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that is the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Majors. Member FDIC. Jensen goes out, has a quick word with Rutledge and the infield. It's not a very long one. And he will go back to the dugout. This is just such a baseball music that we just heard right there. I think that's in the movie Sandlot.
Yeah. Sure is. Sandlot number 1. Great movie there, by the way.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Peterson getting ready to face Rutledge, who steps off the rubber and looks back at second base. My favorite part about that is what does the main character end up being at the end of the movie? He ends up being a baseball play-by-play announcer.
He sure does. For the Dodgers.
Yeah. And how about that? And his friend ends up playing for the Dodgers. Runners go on a double steal. Oh. Barnett throws the ball into left field, and that will score Clayton Peterson, who was already at third base, and on the wild throw, Fixico takes third. So a stolen base by Peterson to get to third, and then he comes home to score on the error by Barnett. And back in front go the Oklahoma Expos. They lead 8-7 now. And pitch breaks in on Alex Peterson.
Christensen very upset on that. Should have held it by Barnett, and rightly so. Christensen should be upset on that play.
Mm-hmm. Ball three just thrown by Rutledge. When we get to the bottom of the sixth, the majors will send up their 4, 5, and 6 batters of E.J. Taylor. 3-0, and there's a walk. So back-to-back walks dealt by Logan Rutledge puts runners on the corners now, with still just one out here in the top of the sixth. So, Dan, and guess who's coming up? Dan Pruitt. 2-for-3 in this game. 2 runs batted in with a run scored. Picking ball high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So now, Rutledge would end up being your losing pitcher if it stays that way, because he just relinquished the lead. Well, I shouldn't say relinquished the lead. He let the opponent get in front here, and there's a base hit to left by Dan Pruitt, who just continues to show why the Sooners wanted him. Throw by Seth Graves goes off the leg of DeHaas. I think it actually hit the leg of Alex Peterson on a slide in there. So Dan Pruitt gets an RBI single, drives home another run, his third of this game. That scores Fixico. And then you have Alex Peterson, who ends up on third. Dan Pruitt takes second on the throw in. I think that's going to be all she wrote for Logan Rutledge. Majors coach Chris Jensen walking on out. And he will take the baseball from Logan Rutledge. We'll have a new pitcher in just a moment. 9-7 is the lead for the Oklahoma Expos. And they have runners on second and third with one out in the top of the sixth, ahead of the Enid Majors. Pitching change. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today, or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, the Enid Majors are on their fourth pitcher in this game. They at one point led the Oklahoma Expos 7-4. Now they trail 9-7 in the top of the sixth with one out. Runners are on second and third now for the Expos. The new pitcher is Clayton Masters for the Majors, who has only pitched one inning this summer. Doesn't have any strikeouts or walks. He has given up one hit. And Masters will be the senior. He'll be a senior next year at Cimarron. The first guy he faces is Dom Trevino. Runners on second and third are the responsibility of Logan Rutledge, and that one is flied out of play on a foul off, 0-1. So Rutledge so far has given up two hits. He's allowed those two runs, but it could be more if the runners on second and third come home. The 0-1. Pop fly. That's going to go into right. Hopkins is coming over there, making the catch, but that might be deep enough for Peterson to tag up. It is, and there's a close play at the plate, but Barnett does not get the tag down in time, and it's a sacrifice fly for Dom Trevino that scores Alex Peterson. It is 10-7 now in favor of the Oklahoma Expos. After they at one point were down 7-4, they have scored six unanswered. Pitch lofted outside for ball one. Tatum Chapman is the next batter. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI, and he knocks that up the middle for a base hit. And that will score Dan Pruitt from third. So you got back-to-back RBIs from Trevino and Chapman. Four runs in this inning for the Expos, and they now lead by four, 11-7. John Cups is in, and also running at first base is Landon Lord.
Number 7, Landon Lord.
There's your boy, Brady. There's Landon Lord.
Yep, there he is. He went 2-for-4 in the game before.
John Cups will see this pitch go outside from Clayton Masters. One ball, no strikes. So those two runs do come home, and they will be charged to Logan Rutledge. He ends up giving up four runs, all of them earned. 1-0, outside ball, 2. He did have one wild pitch, 2 walks, no strikeouts. He got through an inning. 2-0, sails high on Masters, 3-0. So it's clear that Chris Jensen just going with some of these young pitchers, trying to get them experience. He's gone to that more. 3-0 pitch. Strike, 3-1. Cups will step out of the batter's box for a second and get back in. 11-7. Lead for Oklahoma Expos over the majors. 3-1. Chased it and missed. 3-2. Majors will have the day off tomorrow. I think they're scheduled to practice here at least. And then get ready for a basically kind of a three-way little mini tournament they have with the Fort Smith Kerwins and the Bartlesville Engines. 3-2. There's ball four.
And Fort Smith usually has a pretty darn good team. And
yep.
So does Bartlesville. They got a great tradition over there. I got the chance to play with them for a year when I was too old to play for Enid. So I know they got a great tradition over there, great ball club.
Jacob Brooks is next. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI. Ball thrown low and outside. Then Karsten Barnett tries to get the runner at second, Tatum Chapman, but he cannot do it. So that makes the count 1-1, no strikes. Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. I think Lake and Young got tangled up with that runner at second, Tatum Chapman, to keep an eye on him. And again, Masters will step off the mound to look at both runners. So here's how the inning started. A ground out from John Arter Jr., then Peterson singled. Fixico walked. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed, 1-1. So did Alex Peterson. A single by Dan Pruitt scores a run. 1-1 pitch, misses outside, 2-1. Dom Trevino sacrifice flies one to right to score another run, and then an RBI single by Tatum Chapman makes it 11-7. The 2-1, runners go, cut on and miss, 2-2, throw to second base, and I think they got him. Yep, Barnett is able to drill John Cupps, who didn't get the greatest jump from first base, and he is thrown out at second by Carsten Barnett. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, it is 11-7. The Oklahoma Expos lead it. We'll be back to start the bottom of the sixth in just a moment. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face special challenges in the ag business. That's why Farm Credit of Enid offers them an extra hand. We have special lending programs for these producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation grow. After all, who couldn't use an extra hand in running their ag business? Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
1390 KCRC.
Well, seven unanswered runs by the Oklahoma Expos has made this game in their favor. They lead 11-7 over the Enid Majors after the Majors at one point led 7-4, and it's been the last two innings. The Expos got three in the fifth, four in the sixth. And in that last inning there, the Expos had four runs, three hits with an error. And there's one man left on base there for the Expos, but they lead 11-7. And we have seen the firepower that this team has. They scored 12 in the first game, 11 so far in this one. Earlier against the Majors, back on May 31st, they beat them 9-4 and 7-2. E.J. Taylor, well, at least you got him coming up. He's 3-for-3. He's hit two home runs today and a ball thrown. One ball, no strikes. He came into this doubleheader with a batting average of .357. You know that's going to rise. The 1-0. Smoked out of play, foul, 1-1. I think we might have, I don't know if we'll have a new pitcher here for the Expos. I know they had somebody warming up in the bullpen. Yes, it is a new pitcher. There's a pop fly out of play. One ball, two strikes. This is Austin Warfel. His name's Austin Warfel, and his name's a mouthful. The 1-2, and Taylor goes out and pops it out of play. So Cordy Busby ends up with two strikeouts, two walks. He gives up five hits. Three runs, all three of which were earned, and Taylor goes down swinging. Now, that's a big out for the Expos because he's been the hardest guy for them to get out tonight.
Now batting number nine, Ben Marino.
Ben Marino is now on to pinch hit for Keaton Jones. And he grounds it over to, oh wow, hit it to third, and Jacob Brooks thought he should just let it go to the shortstop, Jace Fixico, and Fixico thought he was just going to take that. So that's going to have to be ruled a hit for Marino. Marino in the game earlier today was 0-for-3.
Number 28, Matt Hopkins.
Matt Hopkins has had a good second game for the Majors. He's next. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI.
With Ben Marino's speed, you can't mess around.
No, you can't. He's too quick. Especially when he hits a slow ground ball like that as a ball is thrown to Matt Hopkins. Throw back to first base and sliding in is Marino back in time. 11-7. The Oklahoma Expos lead it here in the bottom of six. 1-0. Hit back to the roof, and I think that's going to land up underneath where some of the seats are up here. One ball, one strike. Also being a part of that, I guess little mini tournament you could call it. The Enid Majors are going to be involved in it on Friday. So were the Enid Plainsmen. The 1-1, down and away. 2-1, throw back to first base from the catcher. It's Chapman, and he cannot get Marino. So the Plainsmen are going to play Fort Smith Friday at 3. Then the Majors are going to play Fort Smith in a 9-inning game at 5. The 2-1, ripped and missed, 2-2. And then the Plainsmen are going to play Bartlesville at 7. That's the plan for Friday. And then on Saturday, the schedule's a little bit different. The Majors are going to play Fort Smith at 3 and then play Bartlesville as that ball goes wide on a throw from first base over to John Cups. Cups couldn't handle it, but then he goes back to get it before. Then Marino can try to take off for second. Majors will play Fort Smith at 3, then Fort Smith will play Bartlesville at 5, and then the Majors will play Bartlesville at 7. We'll have the two Majors games right here on KCRC, and then the Majors will finish off the set on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon against Bartlesville. We'll have that game for you on KCRC as well. The 2-2 knocked back to the net foul by Hopkins as he continues to fight this off and stay alive against Cordy Busby. 11-7, Oklahoma Expos lead. And then the Majors will have a rematch with Piedmont next Tuesday in a doubleheader. And a foul off by Hopkins again, this time down the left field line. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. 2-2, and again, slicing it foul is Hopkins. Making things really hard on Austin Warfel here, the pitcher, for the Oklahoma Expos. Warfel graduated from Westmore High School. 2-2 pitch. Inside corner, strike 3 on a breaking ball. And Hopkins this time goes down looking. Two away in the bottom of the sixth.
Number 8, Clayton
Masters is 1-for-3 with an RBI. Of course, now he's the current pitcher. Majors will try to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth, and then some insurance runs. That's what they'll be looking for. The Expos will in the top of the seventh, and then it'll be the last chance for the Majors in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch to Masters. Drives it foul back to the net, 1-1. In the on-deck circle, it's Karsten Barnett. Should Masters get on? An 11-7 lead for the Oklahoma Expos. There's a 1-1 pitch, popped up, high fly ball into foul territory. Tatum Chapman and Jacob Brooks going after it. They both run out of room, and the ball hits the roof and then lands down near the seats. One ball, two strikes, the count. Colton Troxell, the lucky Enid Major, who gets to get out of the dugout and go get the foul ball. 1-2 to Masters. From Austin Warfel, here it is. Again, he nips it foul just by a smidge. He was barely able to get enough to foul it off into the batter's box.
Man, 25 combined hits, both teams in this game.
18 combined runs, too. The 1-2, and Masters could not get it. How about Austin Warfel in that inning for the Expos? 3 strikeouts delivered by him, and through 6, the lead for the Oklahoma Expos over the Enid Majors is 11-7. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
1390 KCRC.
And the Enid Majors are on pitcher number five now. Justin Freeze, the Elk City graduate, will step on up to the mound and pitch again. He did so. He helped the Majors close out that game against the Batter's Box Great Team over at NOC Enid last week. He's pitched four and a third innings with the Majors, has had one walk and one strikeout. This will be his third overall appearance. Clayton Masters went two-thirds of an inning, gave up a hit with no runs, a walk. And Justin Freeze will try to limit the damage here in the top of the seventh and blows a fastball by Jacob Brooks, 0-1. Batters 8, 9, and 1 due up for the Expos. They lead 11-7 in the top of seven. And he chased another one and missed, 0-2. Another train is driven by. So in case you hear that go off, you know what it is. Going out to the mound is Burnett. Have a quick word with Justin Freeze.
That was a pretty nasty curveball by Freeze.
That was.
John.
That was. The 0-2. Breaking ball. Oh, that looked pretty good too. I guess not.
Yeah, that looked like a good pitch. Breaking ball in the inner half.
1-2 offering. Ball two, low and away. After this, John Harder Jr. And strike three, he went back to that breaking ball.
I really like Freeze's breaking ball there.
Now batting number two.
It's not very hard, but boy, it breaks a lot.
But it,
though,
just,
John.
It just moves so well. It's
yeah.
Just like it's, the way it moves, it almost looks like it's moving through a maze trying to get to its target. And it really fooled Jacob Brooks there. One out, top of the seventh. John Harder Jr., who's 0-3 in this game. He's grounded into a fielder's choice, grounded out to second, and flown out to left, and he just got beaned by Freeze. Well, that is the first time Justin Freeze has done that with the Majors. Back to the top of the order with Clayton Peterson, who has been ridiculous in this game. 3-for-4, 3 runs scored. A double, 2 singles. And this top portion of the order for the Expos has just been electric. Peterson has scored 3 runs. Strike thrown by Freeze there, 0-1. Fixico has scored 2. Alex Peterson has scored 3. Dan Pruitt has scored 2. He's also driven in 3. The 0-1, curveball again. They're going to call him for balking. So erase the pitch. Freeze is called for a balk. That moves Harder to second.
He didn't come set there, John. Mm-hmm. He kind of rolled through it.
11-7, the lead for the Oklahoma Expos, trying to get out of here with another win and a doubleheader sweep of the Majors. He goes back to the curveball and gets it there for a strike, 1-2.
This top half, like you said, John, really, really impressive. Really got this Expo team going late.
1-2, and it's ball two. As we get into the evening hours, we're just past the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball on CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid. And the 2-2, did it hit him? Very close to. Clayton Peterson was able to duck just out of the way in time. And that makes it 3-2 from Freeze to Peterson. The pitch, outside, ball four. Chase Fixico, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored tonight. He also has 2 driven in. Here's the RBI count for the Expos. 2 runs for Fixico, 3 for Dan Pruitt, a run driven in for Trevino, two for Tatum Chapman, and one for Jacob Brooks. And for the majors, one for Matt Connerly, three for E.J. Taylor. The pitch from Fries, hit and run, and it's knocked back to the net, foul. Both runners will go back. Also a run driven in by Hopkins and Clayton Masters. 11-7 is your score. The lead belongs to the Oklahoma Expos, who are an inning away from their 20th win of the summer. And the majors are an inning away from losing their fifth straight and going to 10-12. Freeze looks at second and delivers the 0-1. It's knocked back to the wall by Fixico, 0-2. And then the ball goes right back into the field of play. Garrett Diaz picks it up, and Justin Freeze says, just give it to me. I'll use it for the next pitch.
Those are my favorite, with a little cut at them is the best, especially for Freeze's curveball here.
See if he goes to that again. He does, but a tie and inside, ball one.
You know, John, I'm kind of surprised the umpires didn't check that ball there.
I am too. Or that at least they didn't tell him to get the ball out of play. There's a pop fly in the infield over to third. Garrett Diaz tracks it down, and it doesn't matter anyway. It drops in front of him, but it's infield fly rule. Runners on first and second and one out. That makes it two. Alex Peterson will try to keep this going for the Expos. He is 1-4-2 with three runs scored. He also does not have an RBI, but has found a variety of ways to get on base. Runners are going to go again, low and outside, and that ball gets behind Carsten Barnett to the wall. Question is, though, would you say that's a wild pitch or a fastball?
That's a tough call there.
Since it was so low and outside, I'd probably say it's a wild pitch.
Yeah, that's a tough pitch to block. But
yeah.
I'd go with a wild pitch there.
Barnett did get his glove on it, but that doesn't always mean that it, you know. 1-0 offering. Down and away again, ball two.
Almost same pitch there.
Yeah.
Just kind of was more ready on that one, I guess you could say.
2-0 kick and deal. Contact made, fly ball hit. Shallow right, E.J. Taylor trying to get to it. He ends up going over the wall. Almost sliding up onto the gravel over there as the ball bounces up in the majors' bullpen, foul. 2-1. Majors' last hope in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be their 8-9-1 batters of Carsten Barnett, Lake and Young, and Seth Graves. Rocking the fire on the 2-1, and he could not catch up to it. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count, two outs. 11-7 is the score. Advantage Oklahoma Expos, and they've got runners on second and third. Freeze, wheels, deals, and there's a shot to left. Diving for it is Seth Graves. He catches it and ends the inning. So, no runs, no hits, no errors in that inning for the Expos. However, they do leave two men aboard, and the majors will try to start a rally in the bottom of the seventh and try to come from behind as they trail the Expos 11-7. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. Weeks ago, we'd like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know you're buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay, too. SMB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
1390 KCRZ.
It is 11-7. The Oklahoma Expos leading the Enid Majors. Karsten Barnett starts off the bottom of the seventh in the Majors. It's now or never time for them in this game. They can't find a way to rally back and score at least four runs. They will lose, and the game will end. They will get swept in this doubleheader by the Expos. Strike thrown to Karsten Barnett, even though the ball was dropped by Tatum Chapman. It's 0-1. So, but really, it's just been a ridiculously tough part of the schedule for the Majors. You got the qualifier, 0-1, almost hit Barnett in the head, 1-1. So you got out of the way, but you got the qualifier, and you're never going to play an easy team in the qualifier. Then, on top of that, you have to come back and then play the Woodward Travelers on Tuesday. They're now 27-7, 1-1, and Barnett chased it and missed, 1-2. Then you got to play the Expos, who just won the Connie Mack qualifier and are going to the National Regional. They're on the verge of their 20th win, 1-2. And driven into shallow center by Barnett, and the right fielder, Alex Peterson, comes on and catches it in between two defenders, and looked like the three of them were on set for a collision course, but Peterson able to make the catch, one down. 11-7 is the lead for the Expos, and there's two outs away from a loss for the Enid Majors. Lakin Young fouls this one back to the wall, 0-1. Majors have two games on Friday, two more on Saturday, and one on Sunday. Coming up, 0-1, smacked foul back out across the street to the Central National Bank Center, 0-2. Austin Werfel with the 0-2 pitch. Strike three looking. Austin Werfel has been just unreal. Four strikeouts since he has come in the sixth. Seth Graves, it's all up to him now. First pitch swinging, and he slaps it to second. Picked up and thrown out by John Harder. So the Majors go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. And they will drop their fifth straight game. They fall to 10-12 on the summer. And the win goes to the Oklahoma Expos, who are now 20-5, thanks to that 11-7 win over the Majors, followed up by a 12-4 win in game one of our doubleheader. Brady and I will put a wrap-up on this one and set the scene for the weekend when the Majors play Bartlesville and the Fort Smith Kerwins right after this. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Store gave me a square air filter for my mower. Turns out mine uses a round one. Hashtag nothing like Jack's.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag wish I would have went to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things. It's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcutauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best pricing. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
There's a lot of value in your ag business, in the land, equipment, buildings, and livestock. If you need an accurate appraisal, talk to us at Farm Credit of Enid. Our team of certified general appraisers will add it all up. Know what your ag business is worth. Our appraisal experts know the lay of the land. Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRC. The Enid Majors fall twice tonight in a doubleheader against the Oklahoma Expos here at David Allen Memorial Ballpark. I'm John Herrick back with you along with Brady Kokajohn. And, well, I mentioned that train was coming by and we were wondering when it was going to start moving again. And here it is as the second game comes to an end. Majors lose their fifth straight game. They are now 10-12 on the summer. And they lose twice tonight to the Oklahoma Expos, 12-4. And then in the second game, 11-7. They'll have the day off tomorrow and they will play the Bartlesville Engines on Saturday. But before that, they will play the Fort Smith Kerwins from Arkansas on Friday in a 9-inning game at 5 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on KCRC. Then they will play Fort Smith again at 3 o'clock on Saturday, Bartlesville at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and then they'll play the Bartlesville Engines 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. So that's their immediate schedule coming up. Let's do the pitching in this game first. The winning pitcher for the Oklahoma Expos was Austin Werfel. He pitched the final two innings. He gave up just one hit, no runs. He had four strikeouts and no walks. Other pitching for the Expos. Two innings of work for Cordy Busby. He gave up five hits, three runs, all of which were earned, two walks, two strikeouts. Britt Brown had an inning pitched with two hits given up, one run, one walk, one strikeout, one hit by pitch. Michael Taylor pitched the first two innings and gave up four hits, three runs, all three of which were earned. He had three walks with a strikeout. He had a hit batter as well with a wild pitch. For the Enid Majors, the losing pitcher was Logan Rutledge. He gave up the four runs in the sixth inning that eventually broke the game open and allowed the Expos to take the lead for good. He pitched one inning, gave up two hits, those four runs, two walks, no strikeouts. He had one wild pitch. Colton Troxell started the game and gets the no decision. He pitched four innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, three of which were earned. He had two strikeouts, no walks. Brandon Kuntz then came in after Troxell and pitched a third of an inning, gave up three hits, three runs, had two hit by pitches. Clayton Masters pitched after Rutledge, got through a two-thirds of an inning and gave up a hit with no runs and a walk. Then Justin Fries got the final inning done for the majors and gave up no runs or hits. He did have a walk and a strikeout. In total, the Oklahoma Expos, by the way, had 11 runs on 14 hits with no errors. They left 7 men on base. Clayton Peterson went 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored and a walk. Jace Fixico was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBI. Alex Peterson was 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch, a walk, 3 runs scored. Dan Pruitt was 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 3 runs batted in. Dom Trevino was 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch, an RBI, and a run scored. Tatum Chapman was 2-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. John Cupps was 0-for-3 with a walk. Jacob Brooks, 2-for-4 with an RBI. John Harder Jr., 0-for-3 with a walk. For the Enid Majors, Seth Graves was 2-for-4 with a run scored and a walk. Garrett Diaz was 2-for-4 with a run scored. Matt Connerly was 1-for-3 with a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. E.J. Taylor, 3-for-4 with a run scored, 3 runs batted in, and had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. Keaton Jones drew a walk. He was hit by a pitch twice and scored 2 runs. Ben Marino, as his pinch hitter in the 6th, had a single. Matt Hopkins was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Clayton Masters was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Karsten Barnett was 0-for-2 tonight with 2 walks and a run scored. And then Lakin Young was 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt and a walk. In total, the majors had 7 runs to go along with 12 hits. They committed 1 error, and they also left 9 men on base. So the majors dropped their 5th straight game, and they'll try to bounce back on Friday when they play one 9-inning game against the Fort Smith Kerwins. And then they have a slate of 2 games on Saturday against Fort Smith at 3 and then Bartlesville at 7. And then they'll play a Sunday matinee game against Bartlesville at 1 o'clock. We'll have all those games for you right here on 1390 KCRC here in downtown Enid. We look forward to it. See if the majors can bounce back from this tough couple of days. Brady, what were your thoughts about tonight and how the majors competed?
Well, the second game was a lot better. They competed real well. They're up 7-4, had a great chance in the 5th inning, and they just lost it and tied it up 7-7. And what was really impressive to me is both teams, 1 through 4 hitters, went 8-for-15, both of them. So very impressive 1 through 4 top lineups for the Enid Majors and also the Expos. Very impressive this evening.
Well, and not only that, the Majors go 10-12 so far, but again, really tough schedule the last couple of last week in the qualifier and then starting off this week. So I think this competition will help them get better down the line. But then the other thing is the mental mistakes, the base running errors, the 5 errors in game 1 of this doubleheader, those things have got to get corrected. And you and I, as you know, you and I both know, and talking to Chris Jensen before the second game, that he's going to plan on doing that for sure.
Yeah, I think they can learn from a lot. 3 base running errors in the first game and a couple there at the end in the second game might have cost them. So they're going to learn from this, but the thing is, the competition's not going to get any easier as they bring in Fort Smith this weekend, and you know Bartlesville's going to bring it, so they're going to bring in some good competition this weekend. Looking forward to it, John.
And not only that, we're going to see the Oklahoma Expos here at David Allen Ballpark next month when they are competing in the Connie Mack National Regional. It's a blind draw depending on who they get, and whoever they get is going to have their hands full in the first round when whoever faces the Oklahoma Expos after they just won the Connie Mack qualifier, and they are on a roll. Their record is now 20-5. Brady and I will be back to talk to you on Friday when the Enid Majors play the Fort Smith Kerwins in a 9-inning game. These last 2 games tonight, most of the time it's a 7-inning affair, but that Friday game at 5 will be a 9-inning game, and then the rest of the way it's 7 innings, but that game against Fort Smith on Friday will be a 9-inning affair. The Majors fall twice tonight in a doubleheader, 12-4 in Game 1 to the Oklahoma Expos, and then 11-7 in Game 2. For Brady Kokajohn and Jance Davis, our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios, I'm John Herrick saying so long from David Allen Ballpark. We'll talk to you on Friday. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin,